WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:46, it is the Plan B Morning Show. God, I'm so burpy this morning. I'm sorry. I apologize. Drinking a lot of water. It's making me burpy. Which I didn't. Does water make you burpy? I don't know. I don't know the science behind that one. I don't remember the Bill Nye episode talking about water making you burpy. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, if your life was a book, what would the current chapter be titled? If your life was a book, what would the current chapter be titled? Having a little fun with this, you know. Let me know. Like I say, comment on Facebook or let me know, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Mine would have to do with getting older. And this is going to be the title now just because this just happened. The title of my current chapter would be, Look at the Length of That Nose Hair. And I bring that up because, folks, no joke. The other day, I pulled out a nose hair that was so long and so coarse and thick that I'm like, this is the start. This is the start of my old man features. You know, I don't mind a little salt and pepper. I got a little salt and pepper in the beard and on the sides, but this nose hair was insane. So my current chapter would be, look at the size of that nose hair. Kiki couldn't believe her eyes. She's like, oh my God, look at that thing. It's horrible. Or that could be like the subtitle. The main title, oh my God, look at the size of that nose hair. And then Kiki going, ah, it's so big and terrible. Anyway, that would be mine right now. And it kind of, the chapter would just be all about how my body is slowly falling apart and old age is starting to creep in. We got some great comments on Facebook. I like Caitlin's. It says, life with tweens, please bring wine. That would be the title of her current chapter. Nick said his would be, and this is where stuff got real. Nice. Let's see. Marana said, getting real sick and tired of pants and responsibilities. Great chapter title. You know what? Brian Reed actually had a good one. Brian, you finally did it. You contributed in a decent way. Brian said, why didn't I research bipolar disorder when she told me that on the first date? That was funny. Well done, Brian. Well done. Let's see. Elijah said, pretending to be an adult when you don't want to. Great. So many great chapter titles here. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If your life was a book, what would be the current chapter title? Mine is, oh my God, look at the size of that nose hair. More when we come back. All right, good morning. Good God, you scared the hell out of me, Kiki. Jesus.
I'm here.
Good God, lady. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If your life was a book, what would the name of the current chapter be? Did you hear mine?
I did, and it's very true.
Wasn't that the most ridiculous?
It's crazy.
It was the longest nose hair.
I know.
Ever.
That nose hair
so
looks like it belongs a little bit lower. Now you're gonna think about that every time you see that.
Pubes in my nose. What would yours be? Do you have one?
After this morning, I would say I would dedicate this book to my husband, and the title would say, "Be prepared to say it twice."
Be prepared. Shut up.
Huh? Preparing yourself. It's a self-help book. It's called How to Prepare Yourself.
Oh, you're hilarious.
To just say it twice.
You know what? I'm throwing that book right in the trash. Right in the trash.
It might help you.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Let's take some phone calls here real quick. If your life was a book, what would the current chapter be called? WIRX, hello.
Hey, yeah, do you have one of those little bleepy buttons? Because if you do, you should just like bleep every word I'm saying, because that's pretty much what the chapter of my life would be called right now.
Yeah, yeah. What is yours called?
Just a bunch of bleeps in a row.
Oh, just a bunch of bleeps. I thought you were going to give me one to do, because I could bleep it out, but I like that. Just a bunch of bleeps.
Just a bunch of bleeps.
Just a bunch of bleeps. Perfect title. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye. WIRXLO.
Yeah, I got a chapter title for you. I'm about to turn 50, so my chapter title is How the F*** Did I Get Here?
Fantastic chapter title. I love it, man. All right, thanks for the call.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
WIRXLO.
Is there any such thing as drinking too much?
Is that the chapter title for you?
That's my chapter.
I that sounds like a good read. I think that's a very intriguing read right there. All right, man. Thanks for the call. We got some awesome comments on Facebook, too. Let's see. Rick, speaking of 50, Rick Kiefer said, in Life After 50, the chapter entitled The Knees Will Kill You is a must read. I've noticed that. I think that could be like, ow, ow, that's a new pain.
Well, the things they didn't tell you.
The things they didn't tell you.
As you get older, you know?
Yeah.
You think that these things start happening when you're like way older.
Nope. They start early. Yeah. Start early. Alicia said, winning the Mega Millions. I don't think that book's going to get written.
Uh-uh.
I don't think so.
Written.
Losing the Mega Millions. That's where it would be at right there. Zach said, the road to recovery. Good Lord. Billy said, park it and spark it and let the crazy people roll on. What? Park it and spark it. I like that.
I think he was sparking something.
Weed.
Yeah, good job.
By the way, Kiki just did the little, like, weed, like...
Did I do it right? Oh, I think I did. Oh, no.
You did it upside down.
I did it upside down.
The bowl is...
How to do it.
How high are you right now? Good Lord. Let's see. There's some great ones. Just spend some time. Check out our Facebook page. Comment on there as well. We're going to take a quick break. More when we come back on the Plan B Morning Show. Rock one.